This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arakel. The notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be issued today. Yesterday, the Election Commission of India had announced that assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu, polling will take place on 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on 2nd of April. The Election Commission has announced by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies spread across 6 states. The assembly constituencies are Ponda seat in Goa, Umret in Gujarat, Bagalkot and Devanagari South in Karnataka, Rahuri and Baramati in Maharashtra, Koridang in Nagaland and Dharmnagar seat in Tripura. Notification for by-poll in Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura will be issued today and polling will be held on 9th of April. The notification for by-election in Gujarat and Maharashtra will be issued on 30th of this month and voting will take place on 23rd of April. Polling is to be held today for 11 Rajya Sabha seats in Bihar, Odisha and Haryana. 26 leaders have been elected unopposed. The Election Commission had issued a notification last month for biennial polls for 37 Rajya Sabha seats in 10 states. In Odisha, voting will take place to elect 4 members to the Rajya Sabha with 5 candidates in the fray. In Haryana, election is being held for 2 Rajya Sabha seats. In Odisha, 10 people were killed after a major fire broke out at the trauma care center of SCB Medical College and Hospital in Cuttack in the early hours today. Around 11 hospital staff members sustained burn injuries while rescuing patients. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, along with Health Minister of Odisha Mukesh Mahaling, rushed to the spot and reviewed the situation. The Chief Minister announced ex gratia of 25 lakh rupees for the next of kin of each deceased and directed officials to ensure proper treatment of the injured. President Draupadi Murmu expressed grief over the loss of life in the fire incident at a hospital in Cuttack, Odisha. In a social media post, President Murmu extended her condolences to the bereaved families and wished for the speedy recovery of those injured. Amid rising tensions in West Asia following war between Israel, United States and Iran, Air India and Air India Express will operate 48 flights to and from region today. These include 10 flights between Indian cities and Jeddah and 12 flights to and from Muscat. In a press release, Air India said it will operate one return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will operate one flight each from Bengaluru, Kozhikode and Mangalore. The International Energy Agency, IEA, said its member countries will release large amounts of oil from emergency reserves to help lower global prices. In a statement, the agency said countries in Asia and Oceania will start releasing oil immediately, while reserves from Europe and the America will begin to be released at the end of this month. The 98th Academy Awards concluded at the Dolby Theatre in Los Angeles, bringing together some of the biggest names in the film industry to celebrate the year's best achievements in cinema. The Best Picture was awarded to One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, which had received 13 nominations and won 6 awards in total. Paul Thomas Anderson won Best Director for the same film. Best Actor went to Michael B. Jordan for Sinners, and Best Actress was awarded to Jessie Buckley for her performance in Hamnet. And that is the end of this news bulletin.